Would you like to go, Jeff?
I don't know. Where are you guys going?
Well, I would be going back to town going, feck, feck, Jesus Christ, Mother Mary and Joseph the whole way back.
Like, would we pass them on the way out if we were actually to leave?
Possibly.
So, if you and I took off and they were on their way in and we went, honk, 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 and we're like, everybody get in the same vehicle and let's go somewhere else together as a group of four.
Or that could be something that could happen.
Or we could just wait.
It really doesn't matter. You're all going to show up the same place, same time.
Okay, so you're going to wait and get together, right?
Yeah, I want to wait till these other two get here until we can at least find them. Yeah. So we're hanging out.
Okay.
How long does it take for them to get here?
Some amount of time. You'll get back together. What are you going to do?
Jesus Christ.
I need to know how much time. Because I still need to replenish things.
That's
how this game works.
No, you have to be in a safe place and able to rest.
You do have a man bleeding beside
it
you.
Just,
from the gunshot.
Well, it said. Well, you have to read it again. It said, as long as you're in a place where you're not, there's no violence or anything to interrupt you. You can just be sitting anywhere for an hour.
Right, but if you are in the shanty town, nervous of people coming down from you, then you're not in a safe place.
Yeah, it's until it's physically contested, according to what I read.
Anyway, he's in charge of the game.
All right, I'm just saying what happened. I'm sorry.
No, you're not going to get rest.
Yeah, I'm just going right there.
Usually, at least the way that I've seen it played, is that if you are in danger, which you guys might consider yourselves in danger, then you can't rest.
What if I consider myself not in danger? I mean,
yeah, I mean, we're in a...
Are we making the rules? Or? All right, you two take a rest. Dr. Connery sees two new flaming fishing lines to hell or to heaven.
So you guys are going to get back together?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, what are you doing now?
So we'll just tell them what we didn't find out, although there is some family here by the name Kelly, which apparently doesn't know anything, or at least wouldn't tell us.
I look to ye. Kelly?
I don't know any Kellys.
Okay.
There's a ghost town that we haven't explored. Apparently, there may be some answers there. As it being the only other place we haven't explored.
My God,
I won't really say that you explored the Bryson Ranch.
We were there. I explored what I needed to see.
My God, son, you've been shot.
Yeah, sure have.
Yeah.
What happened?
Things.
Killed the guy. Are we gonna,
why do you just blatantly throw it out there?
Jesus.
Do I have to, again, like point to the fact I'm a criminal?
No, but criminals don't just say, oh, I did this.
I administer first aid to him. I administer first aid to him.
Okay.
How many points are you down, Troy?
Four.
How many do you have left?
That would be 2 points of first aid.
You spend 2 points of first aid, Matt. He'll be at full.
Poof.
Skidoosh.
Surely... He's got a bajillion points in it.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, I've got 10. Eight now. But.
Sure. Oh, Christ.
If the dolls come back, I want the motherfucker that shoots first, asks questions later, alive and well. So.
We will tell you about the doll and how it's snatching things into the air.
But I'll tell you really heatedly and with like bits of drool coming out of my mouth because it's fucking scary as shit.
You guys sound like you had a better time than we did. I'm all jealous.
Well, I mean, aside from his bleeding leg.
I'll pray for you.
As I'm telling the story, I scan the horizon looking for more flaming fucking lines.
No, I don't think you'd be able to see him.
Christ. I don't know. You guys think this Kelly knows something, or it doesn't seem like you were able to investigate the Bryson Ranch at all?
Yeah.
Oh, he knows something. He's just not telling us.
He's not telling us anything. We're not exactly the right kind of people, you know what I mean? We're very shady.
Aye?
You're not.
It's a fact.
Everybody around here seems to like you. Kelly is a pretty Irish name. So.
Why? Have I seen him at Mass?
You may have seen him once or twice. Him or one of his family members.
Oh, I think... Alright, I guess I could speak to the Kellys, but you gents better watch out. I don't imagine those ranch hands will take the shooting and potential killing of one of their own very lightly.
Probably not.
No, I got proof of it.
Pound of flesh and all that. Eye for an eye. Something tells me they're more Old Testament folks than New Testament folks.
Agreed.
Green jacket, gold jacket, who gives a shit?
They may be riding for you, son. I will go to the Kellys and I will bless them because I have a feeling there may be a combat coming soon.
You're going to the Kellys?
Sure. It's the only K I know, right?
Okay.
I go with the priest.
Okay.
It's a pretty good partner.
You said you like the guy who shoots first and asks questions later. They may need all guns at the ready for the...
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, fucko, give me my keys back.
Not your keys.
You were the one driving when you took off.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I saw you guys go past. No, we said it in gameplay.
We said in gameplay we were waiting until you guys left.
True statement. DM is shaking his head yes.
We will. Okay, why is my truck parked in a different spot?
I parked in the same spot.
I mean, wait, is there a bullet hole in it? Was there a bullet hole in the truck?
No. High or low?
Oh, shit.
Stop introducing things into games that don't need
to be. No, there couldn't have been, because never mind.
Why couldn't there be?
High.
It was a warning shot.
Slow. Nope. No bullet hole.
No, we're good. Introduce things in the game, because it makes it more fun, Troy. Well, we split the party.
It could have gone right through your leg and hit the car.
Said you got no lead bullet in your leg right now.
I'll go to the Kelly family. I still think we're going to be attacked. Yep. Kelly family.
Okay.
Afternoon family.
Why, hello, Father. I haven't seen you around here.
Hi. Got to attend Mass to see the priest and all.
What can I do for you?
Like to come in and have a little chat with you, if you don't mind.
Why, sure. And who's your friend?
You know.
Dressed a little fancy for this area, isn't he?
He is.
I'm probably pretty scuzzed up now.
You did get knocked in the dirt.
Yeah, that's true.
Still, with a credit rating 4, your clothes are probably worth more than most of the money
I only have 3
seen.
Now, because I spent...
Yeah, but you... Like, that's still a hell of a lot higher than anybody living here in the Hooverville.
Yeah, by a factor of 4. Yeah, your duds, if they sold them, would probably feed them for a year.
What's a hit threshold? I'm sorry.
That's just like your AC, what it takes to hit you.
Does it take a 4 to hit you?
My athletics is 8 or higher, so it takes a 4 to hit me.
Very good.
Yeah, didn't know that.
Just thought we'd like to talk a little bit about what you might have heard about some of the events around camp these last few days. Last few weeks, I guess, actually.
Few weeks?
Aye.
What's been going on?
Well, my understanding is we've had a few missing individuals.
You know, I've heard a few people talking about having to go up and see Kraft and fill out paperwork and...
Aye.
Never did hear much back about it, though.
The result is not good. I believe it's the work of the devil.
The devil, you say?
Aye. I don't use the word lightly, either.
What do you know about the devil, Father?
I know he's a puppet master.
Catholic priest?
What? Which one am I talking to? Am I talking to Jessup, or am I talking to... Are they all there?
There's several there.
I'm just curious as to who's leading the conversation.
I don't know. Do you know who Jessup is?
No, I just assumed that when we sort of were invited in that I was talking to one of them.
Just going to the assumption we told him all the names.
No, but I mean, I just don't know who's talking
about. Basically, you were greeted at the door, and you were still there.
Oh. What do I know about the devil? I hear he's a fisher of men.
He said the name
nice.
Thing.
Yup, eat it. I'll take that assess honesty, that bureaucracy, that credit rating, that, you know, just let me know.
Assess honesty.
Do I even need it? I dropped the name.
No. You won't even have to. She reacts. It's probably Ma that you're talking to.
Should we talk about strings then?
I doubt you want to.
I don't think I do either.
Have you ever heard of string theory?
I can't say that I rightly like people being abducted either. I said I don't know who this fisherman is, but I can't assume that he's working for the Lord.
What do you mean working for?
I can't assume that this is the rapture. I'm assuming this is the work of something else. This Lord. I point to my rosary.
This fellow right here.
I've never seen that one do anything.
Understandable. Mm-hmm. So what have you seen then?
Plenty.
Nah, I'm assuming that you might also be a bit concerned about what's been going on then, yeah? Since you're knowledgeable about this kingfisher or whatever it might be.
I can't say I'm too concerned.
Why would that be?
No need to be.
Protected then, are you?
I don't know about protected.
Can you see the strings?
No.
Do you want to?
No.
Well, you. I
mean, I haven't earned it yet.
Oh, that.
What do you have to do to earn it?
That's a little terrifying. Not so comfortable. Where are the guys with the guns?
You left them behind.
I did, and I'm regretting that decision.
Some dog pizza.
haven't earned it, have you?
Not yet.
Matt, how do you want to play this?
I have no clue. You realize
I'm just going to put this out. These people are cultists. That's why they're okay with the bodies being taken. I'm a little nervous that the guns are so far away. But we got to kind of figure out what we're going to do here. So my instinct is to either... Apparently the whole fury and damnation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not really going to work on them. So do you want to pose as a cult leader? Because that's my next thought.
You want to call for us?
Why don't you fellas come in? Let's talk.
All right.
And she goes in.
We will follow her to our untimely demises. Okay. We will come in.
You going with?
Huh?
Okay. You come in.
I'm going to whisper to Matt, keep your gun close, boyo.
The same room they were in.
It's loaded.
She says, have a seat.
And in fact, that shotgun, you know, that too.
Well, you can't conceal a shotgun.
Well,
I can roll for it.
Okay.
You have concealed.
I don't think I'm going to sit down. I think I'll just stand.
Don't be inconsiderate to an old woman. Come in, sit down, have a drink with me. Sounds like we have a lot to discuss.
Please, go ahead.
Yeah, she'll bring out a jar and some cups. Pour two cups, and then she'll take a drink from the jar.
Pull off her homies.
And we will cut back to Troy and Lucas.
Yep.
How long have they been gone? Huh? How long have they been gone?
Just a few minutes.
It doesn't matter. Matt wants to talk tactics.
What do you want to do here? Like, Kelly's don't want us around. Well, not that they didn't want us around. We just sort of left them. We don't know what they're actually doing.
Are you guys back out by the wash house? By the trucks?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, for all we know, I mean, you and I can go to the ghost town if you want to head out of here.
It's getting later.
Okay. Like, what time are we talking?
Dusk.
Okay.
Everything else started happening around noon or so. It's getting towards dusk.
Okay.
What are you doing at this? What are you doing while they're gone?
Do you want to go investigate the ghost town?
No. I don't think it's wise to just the two of us go.
We can make it if we try, just the two of us.
How long have you said it's been?
Like, they've just been gone a few minutes.
Yeah. It's getting dark out.
It's just been a few minutes. I mean,
break out the cards, man. I don't know what to do. Like, there's literally nobody else in this town that we can talk to. We kind of made friends with those guys that were friends with Annabelle. So maybe go talk to them. see if they know anybody else with the last name or the name of Kay other than the Kellys. What kind of friends with them?
You two go ahead and make me a sense trouble.
Oh, no, I'm convinced that we found Kay.
No, me too, but I mean, our characters don't really know that. Sense trouble?
Or
we found AK.
I should have spent
some. Not K.
I have, I'll spend one.
No, my character five. I found K.
Four and five. You hear this weird-ass noise. It's like, almost like wood beating against wood.
How far away?
Fairly distant.
You hear those wind chimes?
Yeah, I'm going to go hide in the bloodbath.
Not going to go with you, but...
Okay, stay here and get murdered by Pinocchio.
Okay, but our characters don't know that what's how it happened.
Yes. So
no,
yes.
Oh, yeah, they did tell you. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. You wouldn't know what that
is. Wouldn't know what that is.
This game brought to you by Lucas, short-term memory loss Patterson.
Scroll up. Scroll up is my name.
You can tell the noise is coming from the direction of the Bryson Ranch.
Okay.
I'm going to go hide in... The now, house.
Maybe we should go find them and say, hey, we hear that sound. You know, we know where they went.
You want to take the chance of going on a leg race with a marionette that wants to murder people?
I'm not saying go find it. I'm saying go find these two
yeah.
and tell them that we hear it again.
Gotcha.
He's got self-preservation on the mind.
Yeah.
If you were in the jungle and you heard a tiger roaring, mm-hmm. would you find your friends or would you seek shelter?
I'm the kind of person who would like to know my friends are safe.
We're safe. Sir. And I'm going to the watch house. I go to the watch house.
Okay.
That's fucking creepy.
I go to the Kellys. Because I okay. can find these two.
See you guys later. Mm-hmm. I'll be dead.
You'll be cheese grated.
You are the final girl.
High or low, Troy?
Come with me.
Hi.
The six for anyone else.
All right, so you're going to the Kellys, you're going to the wash house.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Did a priest and a weird fella come through here?
You are hiding in there. You hear it getting louder and louder.
Yeah.
Rolling
it. Yeah.
He's pretty pot committed at this point.
Not running out now.
Okay.
You don't run outside once you hear the twister coming.
Sounded like a freight train.
Okay, it's coming in after you.
Coming in?
Oh, yeah.
I want to keep looking at the pencils.
I mean, like, I guess metagaming in his instance, does he hear people screaming? Like, do other people notice this and are screaming right away?
Yeah, you're in a populated area in the light. Like, is everybody seeing the
voodoo? If everybody's able to see the voodoo doll now, then.
They won't see it till it gets there. It's not just running straight through. It's bounding.
It's dropping from above for people at home who can't see hands dropping to the
dish. No, it's bounding. Bounding.
Well, it's bounding.
Yes.
Yes, gotcha. That word means to jump or to leap.
Yeah, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Webster.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Another so word. You would hear a loud clattering impact outside and then slow advancing. Actually, no, it wouldn't even be slow. It'd be rushing. You'll be able to prepare. You've got enough time that you'll be able to prepare. What are you going to do?
Hide in the crapper.
He is.
No. Hide literally in the crapper.
So, I'm assuming it knows where I'm at. It's going to know where I'm at no matter what. I mean, obviously, there's no way it saw me come in here.
Well, I mean, you did kind of threaten the Kellys, and we're pretty sure the Kellys are cultists now.
I didn't threaten them.
Well, I guess it's fair.
Your partner loaded his gun while trying to intimidate him.
That didn't actually happen.
Oh, my bad.
If you weren't playing.
Is it I offered them something. They gave me nothing. So I left.
Yeah, but you guys brought up the fact that you had some idea of what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
It's in your liabilities.
In the guise of trying to console a grieving daughter.
Well, yeah, but they killed him. They killed the Chinese guy.
Well, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so you brought up the Chinese guy. So
we want to know what happened to the Chinese guy. And we're coming here asking you about it directly.
Yep.
That's painting a target on yourself.
Jump in the pit toilet, hide in the pooper.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to do me
like those kids in Schindler's List?
Yeah, he can't reach you down there. I'm assuming it's probably a hole in the ground, right? Have you ever seen Hills Have Eyes 2?
I honestly don't know how the bathroom's set up.
Gotcha. I'm just assuming that it's
probably... Is there any way I can hide from this thing? I'm guessing that there's not. It's a dancing, jumping marionette that's going to tear through the floor if the mission is to kill me. If it can sense me in this thing, it's not going to just walk away if they just can't see me. That's what my feeling is. If that's the case, then I would have ran, but...
You still can. Whatever. You've got time to do something.
I'll run.
Yeah, flee. It's better than just...
Yeah, athletics. 2. 4.
Okay. Chase through the Hooverville?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you using chase rules?
Yeah, loose chase rules, because I don't know them well enough.
+3 to get away, I think?
Yeah.
Does he start at +1 then?
All right. Score chart. Troy, Dahl. You guys both start at 0. Your athletics or fleeing will add to or take away from that score. You just got a 4, so that will give you a +1. So you're up 1.
Before we go any further than this, then, so what's the difference between using athletics and fleeing in this situation?
Fleeing, you can only run.
Yep. Athletics, you can dive sideways between buildings.
Parkour.
Yeah. You could streetwise to get some kind of advantage over it and make it slow down. Something like that.
You want to get a certain number of points ahead of it, whatever he says. It's usually like 3, 4, or 5.
Three will work.
Right, okay.
So you want to have 3 or 4 successful checks better than it does. Like I said,
does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, am I able to use any of these other things? Stealth?
Yes.
Okay. You can use point spin on whatever you want. You just have to rationalize it.
You can use another skill to make its check harder. Or to make your check easier. The higher you score above what you need, the better for you.
Right.
The worse it scores, the better for it, or the better for you, or and the worse.
So, for instance, since I'm taking off into Shantytown, then can I say I want to use like 2 things of stealth, or whatever, to counteract their role for it to follow me?
That would be your next action in the chase.
Yeah, basically you're going to go back and forth. How many points does it score? How many points do you score?
It's not going to be able to catch you until it hits 3. Okay?
Gotcha.
So, let's see what it gets.
Chase rules the same are fun.
Which it didn't. It'll stay at 0.
Okay.
So now you just have to rationalize it. Like, if you use stealth, you duck behind... you know, a couple of buildings and try and get it to pass you. If you succeed, it does. If you don't, it's what sort of points you want to spend. Like I said, you can just outrun the thing by spending 4 points each time.
That's the thing. I can't do that. I can keep running.
You can even fire at it to slow it down. I mean, whatever you want to do.
I can do an athletics to something.
Bolt over a fence.
Dive behind something or
dip around
something.
Dive, dash, dodge.
Really, it's just a question of what points do you want to spend where.
So I'm going to, spend 2 more points in athletics and do acrobatics. And
so you're trying to...
Parkour.
Daredevil my way through this.
Okay.
3 total.
Cool.
It's a 3?
It's a 3.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not going to affect its roll.
Yeah. So can they go negative?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so a 3 if they, is even if, below a 3 is a negative then.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Yeah. That was just okay. I'm just trying to learn the rules.
He's doing it very, very loosely.
Okay. Yeah.
That's fair.
Like I said, if it gets a 3 or less, then Troy's still okay. If it gets a 4, it's gonna
I imagine other people will probably see this thing by now.
NPCs don't.
I mean,
they could.
Yeah, like
you could try to draw a crowd and
fire around in the air.
Assassin's Creed that shit and hang out in between some weirdos.
Did you steal his wallet, throw the money up in the air, James Bond style?
Throw some caltrops.
It's whatever you can come up with.
If it gets too close, grab somebody, throw it in its way, and maybe it'll grab them.
Pull my deck of cards and supercharge it. And
Gambit. You have to yell Gambit.
I got 52.
You just really want Jeff to always roll low.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm not going to spend. I'm... going to actually give you a chance to get away because you're taking it into a more crowded area. Ooh.
Or I'll roll a 6, because fuck you.
So you guys are even again?
Yeah. So again, you probably want to find things where you can spend 2 or 3 points.
You wrote the word photo. I don't know why.
Because there was a photo of something?
Oh, maybe.
That's better than my stick figure, Indiana Jones. They call me Ohio Harry.
Jesus. Did you say I can use Streetwise?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Navigate you would better. Yeah, be navigation.
Okay.
Navigate better through the
ship. But how do I use that? I mean,
just spend points and roll.
Use the same as these?
Can you use points from
spend
multiple
one
things?
Point of Streetwise, and I will give it a -2 on its roll.
Because you know the layla better.
Done.
Okay.
I'm sorry. My other question is, can you use for more than one pool?
Not on one action.
Okay, that's okay. Just check.
Now does he still have? He still rolls a fleeing check though, right, or something
nope.
to that effect?
That's his action that round. Yeah.
You're now
hoping that it's going to drop back.
Gotcha.
And it does.
And it did.
One. Lead it to the Kellys, and then light the moonshine on fire.
Can I use stealth?
Yeah.
You want to hide behind something?
I'm going to use 3 to stealth.
Okay. So now you're dodging and weaving in the shadows of different parts of Shandytown. It's 5.
Well, good.
Doing well.
Can you please move that butter before he drops his die in it?
What'd you roll?
3.
Okay. Sorry, I can't
how much
see
you got left in fleeing?
2.
How much you got left in athletics?
2. I'll use another street. Can I use another streetwise?
That's just going to drop its roll. It's not going to add to yours.
Yeah,
you need, it's not going to put you ahead.
You need
to get
another plus.
You need to get a 3 to get away.
Yeah, one more plus and you're good to go.
So you need to spend a couple points.
Screw it. I'll use the rest of my fling.
That's a 6.
So 8.
Okay.
So safe.
And that's when the cherry would activate. If he had a cherry and fling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you get. I think a lot of times you get them automatically on a 6. I think that's right.
Oh, I don't know.
Cherries are cool.
Yes, they are.
All kinds of fun, creepy, awesome stuff.
Okay, it's chasing you. You pull away from it. You duck around a corner, hide. It swings back around, comes at you again. You dodge out of the way, and it barrels into some shack, grabs a chunk of it, and zzz.
Nice.
You have another roll to make, Troy.
Yeah. Stability.
Oh.
First time you've seen them.
I'm pretty good with it.
You are.
Nice.
Nobody is scared of these things.
The priest is very scared of these unholy demons.
What you gonna do now?
I'm gonna head to the Kellys.
Okay.
Can I make it to the Kellys?
On your way to the Kellys, you hear all hell breaking loose behind you.
I just kind of move a little faster. And I'm like, oh, no.
Okay.
Do you sing it like that?
Yep.
So we go back to the Kellys.
Going on there.
Yeah. You'll come up and
pound on the door.
You guys hear a knock on the door, look over, and you look back, and Ma is gone.
Damn it, Jeff.
Flanagan?
Damn it.
That whole sidebar was stupid.
No, he's just gonna draw it out and make it climactic like a movie. Mr. Investigation, you want to try and figure out where she went?
Yeah, I'm going to use evidence collection.
Wait a minute.
There's nothing.
Nothing
to find.
Nothing to find? She leave her jar of spirits?
Yeah, you find a couple of them.
I would like to use bits of the tent. And make some Molotov cocktails.
Nice. That's a good call.
We got some wood fucking puppets.
Okay.
How many do I have?
You'll find 3 jars.
So there's no way where we know where she went. Did everybody in the house leave at once? Or is this just like, I don't know, I'm assuming these are all shanties, so I'm assuming they're like 1-2 room at
best. Never saw anybody but Ma.
Okay. I knew that there were more from them discussing with me. And she just vanished.
It's funny. Somebody showed up asking questions and everybody but one disappeared.
Oh, yeah. About that. But she literally just vanished. There's no, like, trap door. There's no We run to the back door and it's swinging open and I see an old lady hiking it down the road.
You might.
Well, if that's the next logical place she went, she didn't go out the front door, so I'm going to go look out the back door.
There's no way there's a trap door in this place in a shanty town.
No, it's dirt floor.
Yeah.
They're cultists. They get all kinds of fun things.
Path tactics and all kinds of weird shit.
Make a sense trouble check.
I'm going to spend 2.
Okay.
We didn't do me. Like, I was there. But I don't know.
What's 5.
Okay, yeah, you'll spot her.
How far off is she?
And she's making her way away.
How old is she?
Fast old lady.
She's fairly old, but she seems fairly spry.
I'm gonna holler her back. Follow me, lad. And I'm gonna take off after her.
Device. Okay. I don't know. These guys are inside the building.
I'm chugging along right next to them.
All right. You guys will see these two tear out.
Follow.
Probably would have seen Ma tear past too, but.
Who?
Ma.
Oh. Well, I thought they went out the back door.
Can I open fire?
Sure.
Go ahead, Troy.
I would like to shoot at her.
Fuck you, first of all.
I didn't whip out the gun first.
No, you whipped out a wrench and hit a dude, tried to hit him in the face.
Yeah.
As we were trying to
talk
about.
Which was less deadly than a gun.
Criminal. Again. We came to avenge a girl who got raped.
Why would a criminal avenge a girl?
Sense of criminal. Sense of code.
Hey, criminal. Shoot the old lady.
Yeah.
Shut up and shoot the old lady.
Scholar.
1.
Yes.
Did you not use any points?
No.
No.
I haven't used them.
Oh. What do you have a gun for, then?
He used it already.
Points. I used them on the wood demon.
He had a whole...
Story. Actually, no, it clicks empty. You didn't miss.
I reloaded the gun. You said that earlier.
It clicks.
You rolled a 1.
Well, it's not empty. It's
misfire.
No, it's empty. You're out of bullets.
Are you sure you have that gun? This is a thing.
Because explain to me logically how.
Because it literally says in the book... When thematically possible, you run out of bullets. You now have had the old woman dead in your sights, and you're like, I got her. You see that in the movie right now. You're like, I'm going to shoot the evil old cultist lady. Click. Shit, I don't have any more bullets.
The clip fell out. Are you happy?
Keep running.
Okay.
Draw my shotgun.
Throw it at him.
You did tell him how many shells were in it.
Yep, I did.
Wow. There's not 7 in the shotgun.
Well, probably not.
Total shells.
Probably 1.
2.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Better.
Are we all, like, behind these? We behind these two guys?
You saw him tear past you.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're running after him, but do we need a roll to catch up? Or, I mean, what do we need to do?
How would you like to play this out, Jeff?
It's an old woman. She's not going to get that far ahead of you. She's not going to get where she's going. And
What is she running towards?
Huh?
What's she running towards?
Well, she's not going to be running towards it anymore after we shot at her. I was going to attempt to follow her, but that didn't happen anymore.
I mean, he missed, so she might just run a little faster.
The old woman is going to run faster.
If you were being shot at, wouldn't you try to book it?
The first time.
She'll stop and put her hands up.
In fairness.
That'll do.
That'll do it.
And now you can just make her lead you there at gunpoint.
I turn at the shotgun. Like, Christ, man, what are you doing?
She's an old lady. What are you doing? She's too old.
Yeah, you're drawing a crowd now.
I'm drawing a crowd. Everybody's freaked out because there's a fucking hopping wood puppet.
Not anymore. It's gone.
Yeah, they're probably still a little freaked out.
That was way over there.
In a shanty town of 150 people.
Theme and plot.
I'm sorry, I'm thinking logically.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, why are you thinking logically? We are playing a game where wooden puppets descend from the sky and abduct people. At what point did we start playing with logic?
Because the whole premise is that this is the real world.
With wooden puppets who descend from the sky and murder people.
This is the real world, and these people are discovering that there's that dark underbelly of the world. So the laws of physics and logic still exist.
Fuck that.
Welcome to Cthulhu.
It's based on Cthulhu, which is a mythical creature.
For all we know, that town actually shrinks and expands. We don't
know. Fair enough. Supposed mythical creature. Alleged.
Christ, man, put that away.
Fuck you.
I'm gonna slap him.
Wow. Roll the hit.
I gotta roll the slap. I'm not trying to.
That's scuffling.
That is scuffling, for sure.
Do I have to propose a scuffling?
3.
What's your athletics?
10.
No, you missed.
Actually, 9. I used 1.
That's 10.
You go by your max, right?
I assume you're marching up to the woman?
Yeah.
Yeah? Probably didn't even notice the priest whiff.
Close. We're running up behind him. I don't know what he wants to do. So.
Keep your I don't hands care up, what you want to do.
Well, we'll catch up then.
Yeah. Huh?
Keep your hands up. Get on your knees.
She will.
Okay. Now what?
I don't know.
It's your game now. Your move, holy man.
Where were you going?
The hell away from here.
Why?
Because there's some asshole behind me with a shotgun.
That was, you ran before that. Where were you going?
All right. I'm going to step in between her and him. Probably putting myself right in front of the shotgun and just kind of put
it down. Doctor, shoot put first, ask questions later. Dog. I like it.
Start hearing shouts. What are you doing to Ma?
You need the spell written out phonetically, right?
Draw your guns.
Huh? No, I don't need.
I'm going to go ahead and pick her up off the ground. It's all right.
You recant knees?
No.
I didn't say all right a third
so time. So you need a translation?
No.
You said you hadn't seen the strings yet. You hadn't earned it.
Yeah, I haven't.
Well, I've earned it.
Okay.
Oh, you fucking cunt.
No. Okay, no.
A translation. When they were wanting something, that's what they were wanting. The translation. Because they don't speak Cantonese, hence why they hired a Chinese fella.
You are making a couple of assumptions. I think they're good assumptions.
They are good assumptions, but they're
wrong.
I'm going to... So I've picked her up, Jeff, right?
Yep.
And I'm trying to brush her off, and I'm going to lean in. It's like, now listen, Ma. I've got a feeling you're in line with work with the devil. Now, I'm a kind-hearted soul, and I would love to, you know, just see how this all work out and let Jesus sort things out. These three men running up behind me, they're not the Jesus-loving sort. So, I would recommend quite strongly that if you would like to live for the next any amount of time, it would be in your best interests to tell these men where everyone else is.
That would be an intimidate.
I have to roll it flat because I don't have any points.
That's not a roll. That's a spend.
Oh, it's a spend.
So you have like, well, I mean, isn't that sort of a comforting
it's
thing
a credit?
Too?
No. That's not that's not a comforting
credit rating.
No, see, that would be the perfect situation for an intimidate. That is leverage over somebody and able to threaten them with something.
Can we hear anything he just said?
I did specify I whispered it to her.
Yep.
So it does not affect her, but I'd like to just... I'm just going to hold on to her arm very forcefully as I say that.
Okay.
And I'm going to turn and say, gentlemen, would you like to have a word with Ma?
I just point my gun at her and use intimidate and say, tell them all we need to know.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, you wanted intimidation? I'm giving you intimidation.
It was subtle. Oops.
Nope.
You're about as subtle as a goddamn F5 tornado.
Hey, man. We're kind of playing a psychopath here. Do I spin and intimidate?
That'll hit. For...
What?
5 damage.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Someone just busted you in the head with a rock. Get the fuck away from her!
Well, thank you for telling me what was happening.
They came up from behind you. You were facing the lady. He didn't have to tell you.
Okay, so what?
No, this is the crowd gathering.
Yeah. Crowd, I was trying to avoid.
Oh, that's Sam.
Should have put 1 point in intimidation.
Oh, did I lose a point of intimidation?
I don't even think you got
no,
to
I, no,
you get yourself
no.
In the... Put the bleeding gun down.
Shut the fuck up, preacher man.
I'm getting out of the middle. My compassion only has certain bounds.
Yeah, there's a small mob advancing because you're holding an old woman at gunpoint in the middle of the shanty town.
Well, I'm going to try. I'm going to turn to her and try one last time. Charm move, Ma.
No, I think it's you guys's. See, it seems like I've got a few dozen people who are trying to help me out right now.
It's true. True enough. And these gentlemen will probably die for it, but I guarantee you they'll get 1 bullet off. Your call. I can't do anything at this point, and I'm just going to walk away.
Okay.
It's the best I can play, make a play to reassurance, guys. Reassured that this will go down bloody if she doesn't do anything. I don't have any bargain either.
What are you guys going to do? Where are you at this point? Are you with them?
I'm a distance, like...
I'm in the crowd throwing rocks.
10 feet. I was letting the priest...
No, no, you were standing over her with a shotgun.
Yeah, him.
Oh. I was letting the priest do his business and then took 2 steps back when he put a gun in her face. I'm going to use a credit rating and try to speak to the crowd.
What's your credit rating?
Two, yeah.
This crowd would not respond to credit rating.
Would they respond to locksmith?
That skill doesn't come in handy.
This crowd would respond to reassurance. What
I'd
else?
I'd love to toss reassurance. I don't know that it's really going to work with all the guns in her face.
Streetwise?
Let's prepare.
Streetwise?
To have something?
Yeah, I'll give it to you.
Oh.
Okay.
So how are you role-playing Streetwise point?
Let's turn to the crowd and ask them, have you guys noticed, besides Mr. Wong, you guys have noticed some other citizens here probably disappeared over the last
month
or so? Yes?
Yeah!
Yeah?
My son disappeared!
Right.
Yeah.
Did you guys hear that racket earlier as well? Lots of some buildings fell down. Maybe you saw a giant... wooden puppet running? Anybody see that? Anybody? Of the 200 of you?
Yeah,
I saw something. From one side of your eye, I saw something like that. From the other side, I think you're out of your goddamn mind.
You're not wrong, sir. nobody saw like a bunch of building like fly into the air either. Nobody saw that. Am I crazy? 200 of you? Nobody saw this?
Well, you're not necessarily attracting a crowd of 200, but...
Yeah.
That's a dozen or something.
You're attracting who's around you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of whoever. Surely somebody in this crowd...
Surely somebody did.
This lady's behind it all. This is why we're trying to get her to show us who's really behind it. She's behind these puppet disappearances. As crazy as it sounds.
She's the puppet master, you might say?
Yeah. Master of puppets. Pulling the strings.
Yeah, you've stopped them, but you're getting shouts from both sides.
Do you want answers to your family members being lost, gone, taken? She can provide those answers.
You could start a riot.
With a point of streetwise, you've stopped them from tearing you guys apart.
Next action.
I don't think that that is going to sway them.
No. Can I use flattery?
If you can spin it, go for it.
Flattery?
I'm trying something. I don't have much else to work with.
I can spend my one last point of reassurance.
Oh no, this is Troy's.
All right. Go for it, Troy.
Troy has drawn the attention onto him. Go for it.
You all look like intelligent folks, kind folks. You've welcomed us into the fold here, despite some of the recent disaster that we may have brung. but you know, we're trying to appeal to your sense of compassion. Like I said, obviously you're missing people. We're just trying to get answers for you, young
Frank Castle.
No, what's the lady's name?
Oh.
Annabelle.
No, the Chinese girl.
Yi.
Who is not even in the sequence, apparently.
What did you guys do with her?
Left her in the truck.
She's somewhere.
We cracked a window.
No. The DM is suddenly trying to decide to do what we did with that NPC. And since none of us... Oh, crap.
You never specified what you did with her when you came back from the sheriff's state, or from the state trooper station.
I mean, would she have stuck around after they were battling a giant wooden doll?
She stayed in the truck. She stayed in the truck the whole time. She didn't see it.
Yeah. So all she saw was the crazy Irish priest begging for a drink and rattling off wooden puppets to the other guy.
I don't know. I'm derailed from where I was trying to get into this, I guess.
I'm sorry.
speaking to compassion about the young Yi.
Yeah.
And her father.
Okay. With the things that you've done, you have got the ammunition to build a flattery case. You just got to spin it.
Did kill a guy they don't like.
I'm not sure that really helps.
I hope that helps.
That's a group of criminals.
I killed a guy that some people didn't like. I don't know that everybody didn't like.
Yeah, but, you know, be your politician. You don't have to spin it as, I killed a guy. We took care of a danger to society.
You all are also aware of young Annabelle and the troubles that she's seen personally and with her father. We might have taken care of that as well for her. You beautiful, beautiful people. Again, you guys want answers. This crazy old lady can provide answers for us.
Okay. Yeah. Everything you've done to defend these people, and you're trying to defend them now, and yeah, that's close enough.
Close enough to government work.
I mean, they're not running up to help you string her up, but they're, yeah. They're kind of giving you room. I will tell you that she's not going to give you much.
Oh, absolutely not. Is there any way to see if any of her family is watching us?
It'd be a sense trouble.
Can I make a spend on sense trouble, or is it a roll?
It's a roll.
I'll spend my last point.
I wouldn't.
All right, I won't then.
You can roll. I wouldn't spend a point. They're not there.
I know, and that's the problem. Can we go back and investigate the home? Though I don't think it's going to turn up anything. Will it?
I already tried to use the evidence collection.
Is there anything worth finding in the home if we spend, Jeff?
No.
What was written on that slip of paper you got from the body?
Oh, hey, yeah, that's a good point. I was a little concerned with the puppet.
Yeah.
Sure. Can you give me that piece of evidence that I'm missing that I can't realize where we're supposed to go to kill off the cultists? Because that's usually the next step in a Cthulhu game.
I don't think that actually tells you where to go.
Yes.
A slip of paper could be found in one of his hands. Available now, the rigger has let up. The torn slip has a series of Chinese character on it and a crude drawing of the Chinese Kulexi Shi, a death totem used in ancient Chinese burials. The single legible sentence translates to, "We are all puppets."
Good thought, Matt. Don't know that that necessarily helps.
Old lady, do you know the death totem?
She would probably know what Kulexi Shi means, yeah.
So, mechanically speaking, here's the problem. She knows where they're at.
Yep.
She's clearly not the leader of the cult.
Nope.
We don't know who the leader of the cult is.
Mm-hmm.
Does she?
I assume she does. We have absolutely no leverage over her.
Angry mob and a bunch of guns, that's about all we got.
Cult.
Yeah, cult. We might, in that moment, I feel like we probably could have scared her into telling us, but at this point, like, I don't know if we can. It leaves one of two locations to search. Can I extrapolate in the direction she was running where she would most likely go?
She was... At that point, she was just running down from her house.
That's kind of what I figured you were going to say. So she wasn't necessarily... It wasn't like several hundred yards where she turned in a direction that led only to a certain place.
Nope.
P.S.
So the only two places we haven't been are the gas station and the...
Well, but as I mean, the cultists could be Bryson. They could be hiding out in the ghost town.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
They could be hiding here in the shantytown. We don't know.
We didn't really search the ranch, but we were there.
Right. Do we even know Bryson's family?
Nope, but I met a guy there once.
Kay could be one of Bryson's family members.
Yep.
I don't know.
The little girl.
I don't have...
Little girl's in charge of the cult.
All right, I've only got one play.
That'd be actually a pretty epic twist. Yeah.
There are dolls.
Yeah.
The only thing I've got, can I use psychoanalysis to play mind games with her? That's the only thing I've got left that I can think of, personally speaking. Because bureaucracy is not going to matter. Assess honesty is not going to matter. If I could get into her head, that might help. But that's the only thing that I feel like I've got left to spend. Unless it's theology or a cult. I've got spins there, but I don't know that. Discussing Jesus with her, discussing the occult with her, is going to snap her out of it.
Anybody have any more evidence collection to spend?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'm not even looking up the psychoanalysis. I'm going to give it to you because I'm... the picture.
The one drawn on wood?
Huh?
The one drawn on wood?
No, well...
The Chinese character's on wood.
No, it is on a very ornate scroll.
Oh, okay.
With the jade ends on the scroll.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But it is leaning up against old weathered wood.
Gotcha.
Old weathered wood that doesn't line up with their description of the Bryson Ranch.
Okay.
Kind of looks like a ghost town, an old abandoned building.
We're going to the ghost town.
Fair enough. DM has pointed the way.
Just lower my gun.
Let's see. So, is there anything else metagaming that we should prepare? I do like the Molotov cocktails.
Can I use...
We don't have electricity around here, so I probably have some lanterns and oil, right?
Yeah, you can have flashlights.
There's headlights
on. No, I'm thinking lanterns and oil.
Yeah.
He brought a truck of supplies for...
Speaking of that truck, you got extra gas?
I mean, it was full when I left it.
Well, it's been sitting here the whole time, so it's a full tank of gas.
Yeah.
I think that the Lard has often said that fire purifies.
Supposing you're not in a town full of transients who are desperate for gas to move on.
Yeah. Can I use first aid to heal?
Yeah, but you should have Matt or I do that because it's worth more.
Okay.
Cool. How many points are you down?
How many do I have left, are you asking?
How many points do you have to get to full?
Or get to what your original was.
I lost 5.
I'll spend 2. That'll get you back 4.
Okay.
All right, boyos. Anybody have a plan of attack here?
I just have one plan of attack.
How about...
lock and load.
It's like... So here's my thought. I won't do this in the Irish accent because it'll take forever. I'm thinking let's wait till dusk. I'm particularly sneaky. Dusk. Well, okay. Wait for it to be thematically appropriate, Lucas.
Okay.
I can sneak up.
I have a couple stealth points.
We'll see if I can find. We'll see if I can find the cult, and if I can, perhaps I can signal you guys with the oil lantern, and then you guys can roll up and do your thing.
What do you have in stealth?
6.
I got 10.
Okay. Well. Do you want to stealth up, or do you want to ride shotgun quite literally as he drives the truck into whatever fucking building they're in?
I'll probably just have a shotgun in my hand, so.
My point is that there are 3 people here that can fire arms.
Yeah.
With some, 2 people here can fire arms with some accuracy.
True.
I can't do that. So I might as well be useful by potentially setting fire to shit.
Okay.
Okay, so here's sort of my plan. At least my thought. It's open to interpretation, but old wooden shanty town, wooden puppets, fire, damnation, and bullets. It's kind of my plan. Thinking if I can sneak in and signal to you guys which buildings that they're in, you guys can shoot them while I set things on fire and we pray to God that they don't zipline us to hell. It's kind of my thought. Anybody got any other ideas?
No.
All right.
Fire and chaos. That's about all we know. So.
Does that work?
He's okay. He's running again.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do what you want.
So I'm going to load myself up, wait till dusk time, load myself down with lantern oil, which may not be a terrible idea, and some matches and a lantern lighter, whatever I happen to have.
I had to load one of the trucks with it.
Well, I'm assuming you've got gasoline and stuff, too.
Yeah, I mean, in the truck, like in the tank.
Well, I mean, we can go to the gas station and get more gas. It's not far.
Literally,
we can walk there.
We have tanks we can fill up with.
I'm sure we can find other jugs and bottles. I was just thinking, if you guys are going to be doing the shooting, I would be doing the burning. Although, Matt, you don't have any points in shooting, so maybe you would like to jump out of the back of the truck and do burning.
Start throwing.
I think put a brick on the gas pedal and... light that bitch on fire and send it right to the building.
That could work too.
I'm okay with that as well. It's your truck.
It's your truck.
I can't drive it when I've been ziplined to hell.
It's true.
So.
Well, to be fair, it went up towards heaven.
So I'll let you guys see how you want to do that. I just imagine that the shanty town would be a bit of a walk. So I don't know if you guys
want to drive there.
Right, no. But what I'm saying is stop on the edge. I'll try and sneak around, figure out where they're at, and signal you guys. And then if you want to get close and then drive the truck through. Actually, you can't do that, Matt.
Why?
Because it's not an automatic.
Oh, the
truck it's will a stick.
Not be on it. It will be a stick yeah. shift.
It's a stick shift. So if you put it in first gear and put a brick on it, it would creep towards it at like 4 miles an hour.
No, I mean, you start driving.
Dive out.
Brick,
tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that means you two are riding in the back with all the... Oh, I like this. You two are riding in the back with shotguns and whatever you've got. Because we got a shotgun with 6 shells. You guys each have 2 pistols.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get out of the truck before he floors it.
Right, no, but I like the idea of you guys creeping into town. You guys jump out the back. Matt crashes in, sets the building on fire. And then as they scramble out, you guys are waiting in the street to shoot them down like dogs. Like the priest approves of this. This is pretty effective.
Hail to thee.
Does that sound like a plan?
Yep, sounds like a hell.
This will go wrong in so many ways.
It's going to be glorious, though.
So I like the fact that Matt's sitting at the front of the truck, like holding onto a lighter.
No, we're not going to do that. Before you jump out, we're going to have gas or lamp oil, however you want to do it, in crates. Okay. And what you're going to do right before you go, you're just going to light one of my little Molotovs and a lamp, and you're just going to set them right there. Then jump out. Okay. I put the brake on.
Okay. This sounds like a feasible plan.
Yeah, that way the explosion doesn't occur until it's inside the building, hopefully. Which, I have 2 in explosives.
Okay.
Let's roll.
All right. You want an epic showdown, Jeff? This is going to be explosive.